NBC Monitor News on the Hour brought to you by True, with or without menthol. True Green or True Blue. Shouldn't your brand be True? Here's Jeffrey Pond.
The death toll rose today in Newark, New Jersey, as sniping and looting continued in the Negro ghetto. A report from Bill Fitzgerald, NBC News, in Newark.
Another man was shot and killed by police this afternoon in Newark, bringing the death toll in 3 days of rioting to 15. 1,000 have been injured, another 1,000 have been arrested. A 10-year-old boy was also wounded this afternoon at the same time the man was shot. Both were found looting a store in the Negro district of the city. When the man refused an order to surrender, police opened fire and he was shot to death. The boy was wounded as he attempted to leave the scene of the looting. I have just talked to the assistant mayor of Newark, Don Malafronte. He says the end of the trouble is not in sight and the National Guard and police will be out in full strength tonight. A citizens' committee of whites and Negroes is now touring the trouble area on foot, urging all citizens to remain in their homes after dark. The committee, however, will not be allowed on the streets after sundown. Bill Fitzgerald, NBC News, Newark.
More news after this from True Cigarettes.
What makes a right now sound? A lot of things. But first, you toss out the rules. We tossed out the rules to make a right now cigarette. True filter cigarettes. Everything about True says right now. The air filtration system. The plastic mouthpiece that works like a cigarette holder. The reduced tar and nicotine content. Average yield, no more than 14 milligrams tar, 0.8 milligrams nicotine. The easy draw. The right now taste. Another thing. The True choice. True Green with menthol, True Blue without menthol. Either way, everything about True filter cigarettes says today, this minute, right now. Shouldn't your brand be True?
Once again, Jeffrey Pond.
A settlement has been reached in the United Rubber Workers' 86-day strike against the B.F. Goodrich Company. The negotiators in Columbus, Ohio, announced a tentative contract agreement this afternoon. Another major industry, copper, has been struck. A strike today by almost 32,000 copper workers in 8 western states hit the facilities of the 4 major producers, Kennecott, Anaconda, Phelps Dodge, and American Smelting and Refining. Officials of the government, the railroads, and their shopcraft unions see little chance of averting a widespread strike after midnight tonight. National headquarters of the unions have not issued any strike orders, but they have freed their locals to take strike action because of the failure of Congress to agree on a compromise bill to head off a rail strike. The walkout is not expected to be complete. Selective strikes against a few major railroads are expected, but there's speculation that the carriers may retaliate with a total shutdown. The Pentagon is wondering what's happened to North Vietnam's Air Force. North Vietnamese planes have been sighted only twice since June 5th, the last time they fought with U.S. planes. U.S. sources report that Hanoi's supply of new MiG jets from Russia has dwindled recently, possibly because of the large number of MiGs that Moscow has sent to the Arabs. The U.S. air base at Da Nang in South Vietnam is reported fully operational again after last night's crippling rocket attack by the communists. The base on the northern coast is vital to the American air war against targets in both South and North Vietnam. 8 U.S. servicemen were killed and 173 wounded. Damage, which included 42 planes destroyed or damaged, is unofficially put at $80 million. More in a moment.
If you're a businessman, you know the value of harmony in a business. The kind of harmony that keeps a business going and growing. But lose 1, 2, or 3 key people, and you could find yourself in a suddenly failing company. Call your Aetna Life and Casualty man. Ask about the business planning department. A team of experts will survey your business life insurance needs at no cost to you. It's a unique Aetna Life and Casualty service. Ask about it.
Israeli and Egyptian forces clashed again today along the Suez Canal. Israel appealed to the United Nations to intercede with Egypt to obtain an immediate ceasefire. The Israelis also requested faster deployment of UN truce observers on both sides of the canal. It's not clear when the observers will be in position. Each side accused the other today of serious violations of the ceasefire. They fought artillery duels across the southern entrance to the canal, and their jets waged dogfights throughout the day. Cairo claimed 5 Israeli planes shot down. Israel says 5 Egyptian MiG fighters and 1 bomber were downed. Israeli and Jordanian troops also skirmished today in the first clashes since the end of the war in their sector last month. Jeffrey Pond, NBC News, New York.
Listen again on the hour when Aetna Life and Casualty brings you NBC Monitor News.
Don't move, just leave your gun out. Here's Monitor. Lean back and stay a while now. Here's Monitor.
Ed McMahon back again with your summertime monitor. Some dogs are going to people, very special people, dog psychologists. We'll hear from one of them after this thought from Buddy Greco. Buddy sings, I Will Wait For You.
The clock will tick away the hours one by one. And then the time will come when all the work is done. The time when you return and find me here and run. To my waiting arms, if it takes forever, I will wait for you for a thousand summers. I will wait for you until you're back beside me, till I'm holding you. Till I hear you sigh here in my arms. Anywhere you wander, anywhere you go, every day remember I love you so. In your heart believe what in my heart I know, that forevermore I'll wait for you. If it takes forever, I will wait for you. For a thousand summers, I will wait for you. Till you're here beside me, till I'm touching you, and forevermore sharing your love. Anywhere you wander, anywhere you go, every day remember how I love you so. In your heart believe what in my heart I know, that forevermore I'll wait for you. Forevermore, yeah, I'll wait just for you.
Thinking about buying a new car? Then ask yourself these questions. Do you like to win? Like to get the most out of your money? Enjoy the feeling of power? Appreciate beauty? If you answer yes every time, your Oldsmobile dealer's year-end sale is just for you. Here's your chance to really get the most out of your money. A great buy on a young, spirited, rocket-powered 1967 Oldsmobile. Maybe you've had your eye on a trend-setting front-wheel drive Toronado. You'll never buy one for less this year. Or maybe you're a family man who's keen about the big Oldsmobile station wagon with the glass panel top, the Vista Cruiser. You'll load up on savings right now. Whatever your choice in other rockets, 98s, 88s, or F-85s, you get the extra value Olds builds into every car at the extra low price offered during the annual year-end sale. See your Olds dealer now.
12 years ago, Dr. Dare Miller, a psychologist, gave up treating the problems and syndromes of people and began treating dogs. Today, as director of the Canine Behavior Institute of Los Angeles, Dr. Miller is sending many of man's maladjusted best friends back to their owners feeling like new dogs again. Charlie Holmes spoke with Dr. Miller for Monitor.
Dr. Dare Miller, what sort of psychological problems do dogs have?
Well, actually, the dog can manifest the very same problem as the owner. And in a household We can use the dog as a workshop, literally, especially where we're raising children, to discover more about personality, more about human relations.
Are you saying, in a sense, that if you have a kind of an angry dog, it's a possibility that one of the owners, the mother or the father in a family, may be a kind of an angry person?
Yes, there's probably hostility in that environment.
You've treated the dogs of many movie stars. Do the stars have different problems than other dog owners?
Well, no, not necessarily. However, movie stars are busy people, and they're subject to schedules which change. And this, at many times, does not appear consistent to a dog.
I read somewhere, I believe in the newspaper, an article about you where actor Tony Franciosa's dog had Postman Syndrome. Now, what's that?
Well, that might be a big word. We actually refer to the barrier frustration syndrome. Now, Tony Franciosa's dog would bark at the postman, and the maid and the people within the house, Tony and his wife and the children and so on, were not aware that it was bad, you might say, for the dog to bark at the mailman. They could not see that the dog's barking at the mailman grew steadily worse until the dog was frustrated in not reaching the mailman, and finally one day attacked the mailman. Now, it's only a slight step removed till this dog, of course, also attacks the milkman, let us say.
Well, you're saying then that what you want the dog to do is be friendly with the mailman.
Well, yes, we were able to inhibit the dog against the mailman.
I'm curious, does a dog, when he comes to your clinic, lie down on a couch for treatment like people do?
No, we do not take dogs on the couch. And we work with the owner and through the owner. In fact, we maintain that if somebody else trains the dog, the owner has not had the benefit of it. There has not been a relationship established with the owner and the dog, and too much of this training is lost to the owner.
You are saying, I think, in a nutshell, that if you own a dog and you're a fairly nice human being and you treat the dog in a nice fashion, you will have a good dog. Is that right?
That's right. Nowadays, in an urban society, the dog is valuable to a family in a very important way. I'm not talking about the usual way we think of guard and companion and all of this, but children especially develop a better personality, better human relations by way of having first established a rapport, seen the dog's personality, and practiced in such a communal type of situation.
I have one final question. Suppose a fella is in love with a girl, I'm talking about people now, and the girl's dog doesn't like the fella. Now, could this mean that the girl doesn't really like the fella either?
That's an astute question. It happens very often. But rather, the dog is jealous. The new fella is taking the dog's place, you see, in the girl's affections.
Thank you, Dr. Dearmiller, Doctor of Psychology, and Director of the Canine Behavior Institute, for a very interesting chat. Visit us again, won't you?
Thank you, Charlie.
This is Charlie Holmes for Monitor.
Most of the dogs I know would be very good patients for that doctor. They love to lie on the couch. In about a minute, we'll hear Nancy Sinatra here on the Monitor Beacon.
Sinatra, the naked runner. Sinatra, the naked runner. Sinatra, the naked runner, from Warner Brothers in Technicolor.
See The Naked Runner, starting Wednesday at the Forum and Murray Hill Theaters. Baseball, dancing, swimming, gym, archery, and bowling are only a few of the activities in which blind people participate at Vacation Camp for the Blind. That's because blind people are like everyone else, given help and understanding. They can do almost everything sighted people can do. You can help them to have a vacation this summer by supporting Vacation Camp for the Blind, 117 West 70th Street, New York City.
WNBC New York, the big voice of Big Town USA, is the sound of living.
Monitor 67, NBC's weekend radio voice, host Ed McMahon, here's Nancy Sinatra.
You only live twice, or so it seems. One life for yourself and one for your dreams. You drift through the years and life seems tame. Till one dream appears and love is its name.
One moment. The man responsible for taking care of the men in the white kangaroo shoes. Monitor Sports is brought to you by the entire family of Wins products that keep your car going strong.
This is Keenan Wynn.
Wynn.
Forgetting for a moment the controversy that continues to rage over whether or not I am related to the Wynn Oil Company people.
People!
I'd like to make a more important point.
Fight!
Wynn's products do keep cars going strong.
Strong!
This was proven conclusively last Memorial Day at Indianapolis. The cars that finished first, second, and third all used Wins.
Wins!
But what about everyday driving? In hot weather, weekend and vacation trips, use Wins' new Charge.
Charge!
A can of Charge in your crankcase ensures full engine compression, prevents oil burning, and gives your car total power.
Power!
Switch to Charge and keep your car going strong. Wherever you get gas or service, ask for Charge. Made by Wins.
No relation.
Of Azusa.
The snazziest dresser at the All-Star Baseball game in Anaheim this week was Jim Hunter, whose kangaroo white shoes set him apart from his American League teammates. The man who was responsible for keeping Kansas City Athletic Gunboats unblemished is trainer Billy Jones. And here's Monitor reporter Del Donahue with the story.
Billy, the other teams in the league have now seen the A's white shoes. Are these white shoes intended to distract the batter? Or is this simply a move by A's owner Charlie Finley to add a little more class to the A's uniform?
Well, I think it's strictly a move to put more color in. It is not to distract the hitters. I know talking to Brooks Robinson, people like that, it doesn't distract them any. So that wasn't the objective.
Have you heard any comments yelled from the stands by the fans?
Oh, they throw some kisses and so forth, but that's it.
The shoes, are they more expensive than the ordinary black baseball shoe?
No, I haven't heard the exact price of them, but I think they run about approximately $25.
I understand that two of the A's speed merchants, shortstop Campy Campaneras and Alan Lewis, the Panamanian Express, who's especially a stealing bases, have some special white shoes.
Yes, they have. We made up some shoes, or the company made up the shoes. They weigh approximately one half the weight of the other ones.
It's a different stitching. There's a different type of sole on them than the regular shoes. Now, they have that in the black and the white shoes, too.
Now, Billy, if you had to predict about next season, would it be that the teams around the American League will start wearing white shoes or that the A's will drop them? In other words, are they here to stay?
Well, I definitely think they're here to stay, and I think other ball clubs will pick up colored shoes. I read an article. I'm not positive about this, but the Mets were wearing blue suede spikes. Now, I think it's something that is here to stay. I don't think it's here to distract the hitters or anything. I think it's to put color in the game, and that's what we're after. That's what we're going to have too.
Thank you very much, Billy. Keep your white wax and your brushes handy.
Thank you, Dale.
Billy Jones, trainer for the Kansas City A's, now with the additional duty of seeing that the Athletics' new white kangaroo leather shoes get proper care. This is Del Donahue for Monitor Sports.
And now a word from your American Motors Rambler dealer.
Hi, Mr. American Motors Rambler dealer. I'm interested in one of your surprise time deals.
Good. Slip on this hat with a funny horn.
Okay.
Register surprise, and your brain impulses make the horns honk. Now, look at this 1967 Rebel. Tom McHale of Mechanics Illustrated says there isn't a better intermediate-sized car sold in the U.S. than the 1967 Rebel.
I'll take it.
The Rebel?
The hat. And the Rebel, too. Surprise?
No, Rebels outsell the hats 5-1.
Surprise. You get your kind of deal on your kind of car at your American Motors Rambler dealer.
Sandy Koufax, in case you haven't heard, has joined Monitor. Hear him right here every weekend. We've had a minor revolution at our house. It's in the bathroom. I went to wash my hair the other day, and gone were all those old shampoo bottles, and in their place, just one plastic tube. Alice, that's my wife, said, from now on, this is it, a one-family shampoo. And you know it's a good idea? It's a concentrate shampoo made by the Breck people to be an all-family shampoo. Now, being concentrated just a little makes plenty of lather. It's good for cleaning up a load of kids like ours. And again, being concentrated, one tube goes a long way, so you're not forever running out. Now, because it's Breck, it's a very good shampoo, full of conditioners and all that good stuff. It even suits baby fine hair, like my older daughter, Claudius. And it's in a plastic tube, so you don't have to worry about the little ones breaking it. So, when they asked me to talk about Breck Concentrate, I was really pleased, because the whole McMahon family has checked it out, and it's good stuff. Guantanamera, played by Signor Pedro Nero. About my accent. And speaking of...
Cooking with accent, Harry, huh?
Yeah,
huh?
Yeah.
Waking up your hamburgers, huh?
Yeah, waking them up.
You've tasted my hamburgers, Harry. I don't need accent, isn't that right? Right?
Wrong.
What?
Wrong. If anything needed accent, it's your Blaburgers.
Blaburgers? You're kidding, huh?
No.
Huh?
No.
Why didn't you tell me this before, Harry?
If you've been making Blah Burgers without knowing it, maybe you should wake them up with accent.
This is Ed McMahon reminding you that your friends and relatives elsewhere in the nation are enjoying Monitor. The folks in and around Hattiesburg, Mississippi, hear us on WFOR. Hello, Hattiesburg. Wherever you are, we hope we're adding to your weekend enjoyment.
This is Sandy Koufax. I'll be interviewing a top sports personality later today on my Monitor Sports Show on NBC Radio.
Mom, beat the kitchen heat. Just listen to this. From Wetson's comes another mouth-watering eating delight. It's Wetson's Southern Fried Chicken, done up just right, crispy and tasty on the outside, tender, delicious on the inside. For that snack or dinner at home, Wetson's Southern Fried Chicken Dinner served with Idaho Golden Brown French Fries. A man-sized portion, only 69 cents. Love that chicken. For a beach party or whenever you're having a picnic at home, pick up a Wetson's Chicken Bucket packed to go. For a family of three, $1.49. For a family of six, $2.98. Love that chicken. Top off your meal with Wetson's Thick Shake, creamy and refreshing. At Wetson's, you can always enjoy our U.S. government-inspected all-beef hamburger or cheeseburger. When you're looking for eating pleasure or a picnic delight, go to Wetson's. Love that, Wetson's. In Brooklyn, New York, Wetson's is located at the corner of Ithaca Avenue and Empire Boulevard. In Stamford, Connecticut, there's a Wetson's at 276 Hope Street near Colonial Road. For the Wetson's nearest you, check the phone book. It's 75 degrees and raining in the greater metropolitan area, WNBC, New York.